ultimately, you know, there's a time for campaigning and there's a time for governing. I think the perception that both of the parties are always fighting and not working together is driven by the perception and quite frankly, at times, reality, particularly at the federal level. They never get out of that campaigning mode. You see laws being structured and voted on more for campaign mailers than to achieve a public policy objective. And you see this on the state level, too, though a little bit less so, because there's not as much money to be on. Cable news doesn't cover state politics very often. There needs to be, you know, more of a cognizant line that, okay, there's a time for campaigning. And yeah, you know, we're going to criticize our opponents and say why our message is better, and that has its place. But then there's a time for governing and getting things done. And you look at, say, the pension crisis. We've known for years and said for years, you know, we need to do something about this. And instead of working together, there was political posturing. And now you're going to see probably a pension bill that's going to be voted on in the lame duck session by legislators who have already lost election or not running for re-election, who are going to vote who are not accountable to those voters. And I think, you know, that shows some dysfunction. So what I expect of, and I guess at a certain level, there's only one leader in the state Senate that I can hold accountable to anything that's a Republican leader. I'm not sure Senator John Cullerton will really take great stock in my opinion about what he does as leader of his own caucus. But anybody that I enable to be my leader on the floor of the state Senate, I would expect that first and foremost, if they want my vote, they're always first and foremost going to need to be motivated to the best interests of the state and what gets us moving forward. Period. End of story.